So he goes to Ramla's house. Now, of course, Ramla is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, you know where Habiba, that's her nickname again. They told him where her house was. So he went there. When he got there, she was not home. He was looking for something to sit. Looks like, again, the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very simple, very humble. They didn't have a chair. All they had is like a small bed if you want to sit and sleep and everything. So he wanted to sit on the bed. Ramla was entering the house at that time. His daughter, she has not seen him for 15 years. She ran and she said, please don't sit here. So he got scared. He said, why are you telling this instead of giving me a hug? My father, I haven't seen you for all this time. You're telling me not to sit on the bed. Is the bed too bad for me? And that's a funny question to ask. Nice question, actually. Is the bed too bad for me, or am I too bad for the bed? You see how he said, is it like the bed is too good that I should not sit on it? Or you think that I am your father, I am too good to sit on that bed? She said, no, the bed it is too good for you. He said, how can you say that? And you're my daughter. She said, you are a mushrik. You are impure. And this is the bed where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleeps. I can't let you sit here. Imagine, even after 15 years, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her religion comes first. And at that point, Abu Sufyan got the idea that there is no point in talking to her about the treaty or anything like that. And he left. But by the way, as we said, Abu Sufyan, in the end, he accepted Islam. And in the battle of the Yarmouk, big battle, he lost his eye in fighting for the sake of Allah. See, our religion, how he fought against the Muslims so many times, in the end, he lost in his eye for the sake of Allah. Before we end the story, now Ramla loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot, just like the rest of his wives. But the only thing is, she had a small problem with Aisha. You know, when a man has more than one wife, that happens, this ghira, you know, again, the kind of jealousy between the wives. So they had some kind of arguments before. And every now and then, Ramla and Aisha, they didn't get along very well. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was dying, Ramla was there with the rest of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everyone was saying something to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make him feel, you know, a little bit happy. Ramla went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, you know that servant, the Jariya, that in Najashi sent me to tell me that you want to get married to me?" He said, "Yes, I know that Jariya. I heard about her." She said, she accepted Islam and she gives you her salam. The Prophet ﷺ smiled and he was happy for the news that the lady who told you the news became Muslim herself. Later on, about 4 years later, Ramla was dying. She called for Aisha radiallahu anha. And she said, "Oh Aisha, I think that soon I will be meeting with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I did not want to leave this world until I make sure that all the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are happy with me. Will you forgive me for everything I have done? And I already have forgiven you for everything that happened between us." Aisha said it. And Aisha, of course, we said she had a lot of knowledge. She knew how to put it in beautiful words. She said, "Ghafar Allahu li wa laki." May Allah forgive you and me. I have already forgiven you. She said, "Jazakallahu khayran." You had just made me happy. That was the last thing she said. And Ramla passed away. She was buried in Al-Baqi' with the rest of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that ends the story of the 10th wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, we hope that we love the Prophet and his wives, and we want to be with them in Jannah, inshaAllah. As we always say, how beautiful would that be when you see Aisha radiallahu anha, and you see Maymuna, and you see Maria, and you see Habiba, and you see all the companions, and Abu Bakr and Umar in Jannah. But again, we have to work for that.